Title: A motion defeated by a calendar, not a court. Why notice deadlines matter in TCPA motions? Content: A recent ruling from Texas's 14th Court of Appeals carries a sharp warning for employers and businesses caught in long-running Texas litigation. The procedural rules governing a case can shift as claims evolve. A party's failure to keep pace can sink an otherwise viable motion to dismiss. TCPA background: The TCPA is a Texas anti-SLAPP 1 statute designed to protect individuals and businesses from meritless lawsuits targeting the exercise of free speech, the right to petition, or the right of association. It provides a fast-track mechanism for dismissing covered claims. In 2019, the Texas legislature significantly narrowed the TCPA's reach, responding to widespread criticism that the original version swept far too broadly. Kotz v. M.A. Mills, P.C., presented the question that the 2019 amendments left open: which version of the statute governs when a plaintiff adds new claims to a lawsuit that predates the amendments? In Kotz, the court held that the 2019 amendments govern newly added claims regardless of when the original lawsuit was filed. A party who ignores the amended statute's procedural requirements does so at its peril. Here, the defendant's TCPA motion failed because they gave only 10 days' notice of their hearing, instead of the 21 days the amended statute requires. Case background: In 2002, Houston investor John P. Kotz acquired Boomatic, LLC, a manufacturer of dairy equipment, collectively, defendants. Kotz hired M.A. Mills, P.C., plaintiff, the professional corporation of Michael Mickey Mills, to manage the company as its president, CEO, and general counsel pursuant to an oral agreement. Plaintiff claimed the agreement entitled it to $100,000 per month plus an annual performance bonus equal to 10% of Boomatic's adjusted net operating profit. Defendants filed a first TCPA motion to dismiss, which the trial court granted. The 14th Court of Appeals reversed in 2020, holding that plaintiff had established a prima facie case for breach of contract. Years later, in 2025, plaintiff amended its petition to add claims for fraud and unjust enrichment. Defendants responded with a second TCPA motion to dismiss targeting those newly added claims. The trial court did not rule on the motion within the statutory deadline, causing it to be denied by operation of law. Defendants then brought this interlocutory appeal. The court's reasoning: First, the court considered which version of the TCPA applies to newly added claims. The 2019 amendments state that they apply to an action filed on or after September 1, 2019. Defendants argued that action means an entire lawsuit, and because the original suit was filed in February 2019, defendants claimed the pre-amendment version of the TCPA should govern all claims. The court disagreed. The court drew a distinction between an entire lawsuit and the individual claims within it. Because the TCPA evaluates claims individually, not lawsuits as a whole, each newly added claim is governed by the version of the statute in effect when that claim is filed. Since plaintiffs' fraud and unjust enrichment claims were not added until 2025, the 2019 amendments applied. Second, the court examined whether defendants met the amended TCPA's procedural requirements. Under the amended statute, a party seeking dismissal must provide at least 21 days' written notice before the hearing. See Texas Civ Prac. and Remington Code Section 27.003-D. Defendants conceded that they gave plaintiff only 10 days' notice. The court held that this notice requirement is mandatory, and defendants' failure to comply provided sufficient grounds to deny their motion. Key takeaways: Kotz v. M.A. Mills, P.C. offers three concrete lessons for any party involved in Texas litigation where the claims have evolved over time. 1. The clock restarts when new claims are added. Under this ruling, a newly added claim is governed by the version of the TCPA in effect when that claim is filed, not the version in effect when the original lawsuit was commenced. The practical consequence is significant: a defendant relying on the original 2011 version of the TCPA to dismiss claims added years later may find itself governed by an entirely different set of rules. Courts treat the TCPA as a dismissal procedure that applies to claims on an individual and separate basis, and the 14th Court of Appeals has N.